better foods and best foods that we do. Good foods are the foods that, like, literally you love them. Like, their only purpose in life is to be like, oh my God, Corinne, can I just get in your mouth and just give you all the oral pleasure? That's their job. Like cotton candy. For me, it's Milk Duds and nachos. They're just like, I love you. I just want to make you happy. That's all I want to do for you in your life. So I put those on my good foods list. So that's all they have. Better foods. And if you guys take this class, I'll teach you how to do this system. Better foods are not only is my job to make you happy in your mouth, but my job is also to help your ass lose some weight. I can do both at the same time. So for me, that's like Halo Top ice cream, protein bars, cereals like Fiber One, things like that. Let's see, what else? My dry ass Weight Watcher pizzas that I happen to like things like that. That's always going to be your better foods. Then you have another category of foods. These are the best foods. And they come rolling up and they're like, hey girl, not only do I taste good and I'll help you lose weight, but I'm going to make your body feel really good. And that's the best foods. And that's like a big juicy steak, a baked potato. It's going to be your chicken. All your vegetables come all rolling up in there sexy. And that's their job. So when you are planning food, you want to plan from all three categories. And when you first, the way that I teach is when you first start losing weight, you may have more of just good foods on there because that's what you're used to eating. But you haven't been paying attention to hunger yet. You haven't been paying attention that do these foods, they may taste good, but do I actually like the way they feel in my body? So what we do is we teach you that part of the process while you're just planning foods that you already like, so that you get used to dealing with hunger and stuff. So over time, what happens is as you start losing weight, you start feeling better. You notice that you're like able to follow through on the things you say you're going to do. Like you just feel better and weight loss starts feeling easier. You start also becoming more willing to experiment a little bit. Like, I think I could maybe try some of these better foods that I already like. Or maybe I'm going to try to start eating a little bit more of the best foods because I've noticed when I eat best foods, I just feel better. So that's how we teach it. So wine and beer goes on the good food category list. This is how we get out of good food, bad food mentality, y'all. Notice how there's not a bad food category. But there is a bad food category. It's called shit you don't like to eat. That's it. It's not shit I've been told is bad for me. It's not shit the diet industry keeps trying to ram down my throat that I can't have, that makes me fat. No. You know what makes us overweight? Eating after a bad day. Saying fuck it and just eating. Blowing it on the weekend because we restricted all week long. That's what leads to the being overweight. And the problem is that the diet industry isn't teaching you that part. They don't want you to know all that because they want you to keep coming back and buying their plan.